99.3 Nigeria Info.
The Asia's number one radio station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. It's 5 minutes past the hour, going on 6 minutes in about 3 seconds. Yeah, so you're welcome to the last 1 hour of the show. Let's talk about World Blood Donor Day. Ah, that's right. That's our conversation this morning. I only want to know, right? I want to know exactly the last time you donated blood. I'd like to know. My guest is not here yet. And anytime Dr. Ogunkoya comes in here, we barely have time to talk. So let's use this opportunity that he's not here. Let's use that one and take advantage and quickly talk, right? Because there's a lot to talk about when you talk about, you know, blood donation. There's a lot there. There's a massive gap that we have. What Blood Donor Day is today, and this is in celebration. It's a tradition worldwide. On 14th of June every year, the world honor and thank those who donate their blood on a voluntary, unpaid basis to give a most precious gift of life. That's the gift of life, the blood itself. The world also used this medium to create public awareness and encourage a culture of voluntary blood donation, especially in Nigeria. You know that we do Health Thursday every Thursday, but to tell you how significant, how important this topic is, we have said, look, it is today and we'll talk about it today. It is that important. So statistics from the World Health Organization, WHO, reveals that Nigeria needs an average of 1.8 million pints of blood annually, whereas the National Blood Transfusion Service, NBTS, collects only 500,000 pints of blood, with a shortfall of about 73%. Just pray, hope to God, your God, whatever God that you worship, that you don't need blood when you go to the hospital. Just hope and pray that you don't get to that point where you get, even if you have the money to buy, the cost alone is just unbelievably unaffordable. So you see how important it is? And this is something that can keep somebody alive. Something that can save somebody's life. That's how important this conversation is. If you're in the habit of donating blood, if you're a blood donor, look, where's this thing? This is for you. If you are a blood donor, this is for, if you're a regular blood donor, if you donated blood before for public service, that is for you. But then let's talk about why you haven't done it before, why you've not thought about it before. Is it that you didn't know, you're not aware, or you're aware, or something discouraged you? Because I'm going to discuss all of these areas with Dr. Nkoya anytime he comes in. So Lagos, let me hear from you first and foremost, okay? Aha, you see, Dr. Nkoya is here. He will not even let us take one course before he comes in. Yeah, Jack, come and sit down. Let's take Dr. Nkoya, you're welcome. Let me allow you rest more. You're on you. I just want to use the opportunity to take calls, Neil. Let me take one or two calls, and I will come to you, Dr. Nkoya. Thank you for coming around, yeah? Let's take one or two calls. 01-277-0993, 277-1993, 277-2993, and 277-3993. So we're going to take one while we wait for Dr. Nkoya to sit down, then we'll talk to him. Good morning to you.
Hello, good morning, Dr.
Good morning to you.
My name is Messi, calling from Ikorodu.
Welcome, Messi. Are you a blood donor?
Yeah, I've did it once.
You've done it once before?
Yeah, I've donated blood once.
Once to somebody that you're familiar with?
Yeah, my family member, my brother wife.
Okay.
She put to bed and she's lack of blood.
She needed blood.
One pint. While the husband donated one pint.
Fantastic. Well done, Messi. But that was 6 years ago?
Yeah, 2012.
2012, okay, back in 2012. Well done, Messi, well done. Let's take another one. Good morning to you. Morning.
Hello.
Yes, Chris, morning to you.
Yeah, good morning.
We can hear you.
This is Paul calling from Alta Beach Road.
Do you want to call us back once you get to a quiet place, sir? Please do call me back. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Morning.
This is Ugo.
Let's talk, please.
Yeah, I love donating blood, but you see, I'm very, very, you know, something about blood. I don't know how it even to kill ordinary fowl. I don't know how to. So because of that fear and clean blood, I may not really want to do it. But if in any circumstance there is a critical situation that makes me, maybe I will close my eyes to do it.
So what you're saying is that he's gone. I'm guessing that he doesn't like the sight of blood. That's what he's trying to say. But thank you, Ugo, for calling. We'll address that as well. Good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Morning to you.
Peter calling from VI.
Welcome.
I have a blood donation. I've donated blood to my wife.
To your wife?
I know how it takes in the hospital when my wife gave birth to my son. There was no blood, and they asked me. I had to consult tests for me, and they found that I can be able to donate. I donated 2 pounds of
blood. 2 pints.
And my blood group is O plus, general donor. I know how it takes me hospital to look for blood.
Okay.
Save life. Blood save life.
That's right.
I will advise anybody that is a blood donor to be that we should go to the hospital and donate blood.
That's right. Thank you. Dr. Nkwaya, let me come to you now. Good morning to you again.
Good morning, Sheriff. Good morning, everyone.
It's good to have you here.
It's always a delight to be back here.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure. Always
and,
a pleasure to
And
have
my
you.
Sincere apologies. I have been on the road for over 2 hours. And interestingly, we're here. But thankfully, we're here. And I'm sure your intent to start with more calls has actually played out today. But thank you so much. And I'm even delighted that the conversation's already that has started.
Yeah.
Because that also gives us room to maybe possibly clarify something.
Yeah.
Because what you might find when you sample opinions about blood donation is you would find an abundance of replacement donors.
Mm.
But one of the things we must talk about today,
which is different,
voluntary blood donation.
Yeah.
That is, there isn't a need. It wasn't prompted because you needed to give to someone. But you on your own accord voluntarily walk into a facility and say, I want to donate blood. Mm. I know that there are millions of people that need blood, and I want to be a part of that particular journey to actually help them to recovery.
Let's talk about blood donation. What does it mean for those who are wondering, AJ, my blood, what do you mean? I mean, please break it down to people so they can understand why it is necessary.
All right. Absolutely. And I'm glad to do that. And I totally love the way you started in terms of showing us what the numbers are indicating.
Mm.
And quite sadly, we're still somewhere around just about 20 to 25% of the blood that we should have available to us as a people. And it's such a far cry from where exactly we should be.
Yeah.
In very simple terms, the act of donating blood, as human beings, averagely, we have somewhere around 10 pints of blood. And what you are doing is you're just giving out 1 pint of that, which is a tenth, as it were, in terms of the fraction of it, to actually save lives. What is also being said is that that 1 pint that you're giving can save as many as 3 lives.
Ooh.
Because blood in itself has various components. So it means that from that 1 pint you have given, the plasma part of it can be given to someone, the red cells can be given to someone, and it can go a long way in helping the person to recover. So in very simple terms, what we do when we donate blood is that a pint of that is taken and it's given to people who are in dire need of it.
Indeed. You mentioned something earlier that I also had mentioned earlier about the culture of giving. Donating blood in Nigeria. We do this every year here in Nigeria Info. We create awareness around blood donation and all of it. Has there been an improvement? Has the improvement been remarkable? Have we been stagnant in the awareness, the culture of blood donation in Nigeria?
So I want to first of all say a huge thank you to you and to the entire Nigeria Info team because this is one aspect of health that perhaps isn't getting sufficient attention.
Mm.
And we understand that we must continue to speak to move the needle. Are we there yet? Absolutely not. But are we making progress? Absolutely. Mm. Because if you recall, last year we were here as well to drive all of this conversation.
Right.
We had a blood drive at the Lagos State General Hospital. We had some traction. And it was hugely successful. And we're hoping to build on that again this year and have another one that actually happened today.
Mm.
And it's important because we know that It will take time. You know how they say progress sometimes is a slow process, yeah. And we might be increasing that in very minute details, but we shouldn't relent in that effort. We must continue to push those embers, ensure that we're speaking about it more and more. And, you know, just the same way we started this morning and, right. You know, people had the notion that, right. I gave blood to my wife.
Yeah.
I gave blood to my in-law.
Yeah.
I move away from that, actually. That yeah. While that is okay.
Oh, it's fine, right?
It's okay yeah. to do that. And it's noble in itself. But that is just you being a replacement donor.
Hmm.
What we're really talking about, if we're going to get to that 1.8 million yeah. pints of blood, there must be conscious effort for people to be voluntary blood donors.
I want to talk to you about the benefits of donating blood. What are the advantages of this act?
Fantastic. And this is particularly to everyone that is listening. I always like to start off by mentioning that it's such a selfless act. That altruistic part of it, that selflessness that it brings, is the starting point. Just knowing that you did something that saved lives is in and of itself an immense benefit. Just that consciousness that as a person, yeah. I was able to save a life without wearing capes, you know, without jumping off buildings. But that singular act that took about 10 to 15 minutes,
right.
That one pint that I donated actually saved their life is tremendously impactful in that sense. But going slightly forward from that is to also mention that when it also comes to you donating blood, and I think I said this last year and it was a bit interesting, is that it also helps your mental health. And I remember it sparking up the interest in your
know,
mind.
Right? Because I couldn't believe it. Like, what do you mean mental health? Like, it's like blood I just gave. calm down, man.
But quite interestingly, the reason why that is the case is that when it comes to our mental health as individuals, understanding that an aspect of our mental health is our ability to make meaningful contributions to our immediate community. So when you unpack the understanding of mental health and what it really entails about self-awareness, you know, about being able to cope with stress, the fourth part of that definition of mental health is actually our ability to contribute to our immediate community. And so there's almost no better way to do that than actually giving blood and saving lives. Also, the fact that, you know, you also get to get rid of some of the excess iron within the blood, that also helps the heart health. And, you know, that process as well of the heart having to replenish the blood supply and all of that also keeps you as active and as healthy as possible. So the benefits are enormous. And my hope is that for everyone listening, you'll be able to take a decision and say, this is something I want to do. Because for me, it's beyond the information. This is one of those things that action is important.
Action.
Absolutely
action.
Important. That's, oh, so I've heard all of this. What am I going to do about it?
Let's talk about what they can do. You have a voluntary blood drive going on today. Where is this happening?
All right. I'm delighted at the opportunity of inviting people. And we have been doing it a lot in terms of trying to get people aware that this is going to happen. So we've talked enough about, donate blood. Where can I donate blood? And when can I donate blood? So today is a fantastic opportunity. Together at Total Health Trust, what we have put together is a voluntary blood donation drive. We had it last year, and thankfully we have the opportunity to do it again this year, hopefully bigger and better. We're looking at getting 500 pints of blood, which sounds quite audacious, but
it's not really that hard to find 500 people.
So, you know, it's important that we're taking steps gradually. Maybe someday we'll do 1,000, 10,000 pints, but we're just trying to build and gather momentum.
The reaction on your face is so epic. Like, guy, what are you talking about? Do you know how hard it is to get people to come out?
But it's possible today. And that's why I'm thankful for the platform and us being able to speak to millions of people and see if they can actually, you know, make their way down. So it's going to happen at the Lagos State Accident and Emergency Center at Alausa in Ikeja at the Old Toll Gate. So it's hopefully easily accessible for people. And from 10 a.m. Those doors
today.
Open today. And the hope is that as many people can come around, tell someone to tell someone to tell someone, come around with friends, come around with colleagues, particularly for people that are in the within the work environment. Yeah. The most important thing is that we're hoping to make history together. It's that, yeah, you know, someday we all can say, not only did we organize the largest Lagos blood donor drive, but that we were able to make meaningful contributions to our communities.
And trust me, Nigeria Info is proud and happy to be a part of this campaign with you. Let's hear from Lagos and get if they have questions for you. Good morning to you. That call is gone. 0700 993 993 993. Morning to you. Good morning.
Hello, good morning, Mr.
Yes,
Sharif.
Morning to you, sir.
Hello.
Yes, we can hear you, sir. Please go on.
I just have a question. During the time my wife wants to give birth,
yeah,
I found out that I'm number 50-something that came to come and donate blood in one of these states, in Lagos State Hospital, actually. I won't mention the name.
Okay.
But at the end of the day, my wife did not get to use the blood.
The blood.
I just want to know, all this blood they gathered during birth from the husband, maybe the family member, because you just have to drop a blood in case, in case your wife will need it.
Right.
But in my own case, my wife did not need it. And I assume other people too, their wife will not need it.
Yeah.
But the question I want to ask now is, all those blood that we donated, are they going to the right people, or are they still reselling it back? Because when I check the number, I'm like number 50-something that 50, day.
For that day.
We are, yes, on that day. So right. Which means I am the number 50-something pint of blood.
We got you the
and
first
at
time.
At the end of the day,
we got that the first time, my brother. Thanks. Yeah. We'll get to that. Huh? We'll get to that. Let's look at Tanwa. Tanwa, hi. Good morning to you.
Hello. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning.
Good morning to you, doctor.
Good morning.
Well, my question is actually on a lighter note.
Yeah.
Can the doctor tell us about Maltina and MILF in terms of blood donation?
Oh,
I think in Nigeria, you can't talk about blood donation without talking about Maltina and MILF.
Absolutely.
Tell me more if it's a myth or if it's the truth. Thank you.
Thank you, Tanwa. Let's start from there.
All right. So, and I remember saying this jokingly as well, that there's a water and milk mentality when it comes to blood donation. But the truth is that it's not a necessity. What is most important is the need to hydrate. So it means prior to and after donating blood, you want to take a lot of water. So the reason why many times people are giving more to milk and things like that is just for their energy, in terms of improving and increasing the individual's glucose levels and all of that. But it's not as though the milk becomes blood or the malt becomes blood. So you can donate blood without necessarily taking malt and milk. The most important thing is to hydrate, actually.
I'm going to take the first call now as we prepare for our first break. Let's take the earlier caller's concern about what happens to the blood that are unused.
Absolutely. And I'm glad that he brought it up.
Yeah.
Because it can begin to guide us into the use of the blood that is actually collected. And one of the reasons why it's so pertinent when it comes to women in pregnancy about to give birth is that one of the leading causes of maternal mortality is something called postpartum hemorrhage. Which is one of the leading causes of women dying, is that they lose blood during childbirth. Now, that process, many times when it happens, that woman can need as many as 4 to 6 pints of blood. And so it's not a case of, the blood is just being kept, it's not being used. It's that the moment one person needs it, you would get to use almost about 6 pints or even more, depending on the blood loss in such instances. So it's to actually ensure we're able to mitigate against the loss of life when a woman is actually in childbirth.
Hold that thought, Dr. Ogunkoya, because we need to head out. Let's take this break, Lagos. I know we can see your calls, but we need to take this break. We'll be back. Stay with us, please.
The stories that
to the Morning Crossfire. What blood donor day today? 8:40 is the time. Let's begin. Let's get back into our conversation. You were explaining, if we can conclude on that, about the individual that said what happens to all this blood. You're saying that, you know, in the event of somebody needing blood, the person may need more than one. And so,
So what we were trying to paint as a picture was how that maternal mortality is one of the critical causes of how much of an impact we're having on the healthcare sector and all of that. And that if a woman, you know, during childbirth suffers from postpartum hemorrhage, there's a likelihood that she would need quite a number of pints of blood, and not just one pint of blood in such instances. It can be as many as 6 pints of blood on such occasions. And it's absolutely important that we understand that. But I believe that the flip side of the question, which is what we were discussing earlier, is also about how long the blood would stay.
Right.
So if you have so many different pints of blood just being stored, how long can you store it for? Because there's also the mentality that, so if we donate 500 pints of blood today, what's going to happen? And all of that. And the other thing to note is that whilst there is an apparent need for it, on the other end, you also can't keep it forever in that sense. So there's about a 6 week shelf life, about 42 days. So somewhere between 35 to 42 days is what is said to be clearly stated as how long you can actually keep blood. So the shelf life is somewhere between 5 to 6 weeks. And once it passes that point, the cells wouldn't be as viable as they should be in terms of being able to impact the individual's hemoglobin levels.
Right. Let me also talk about, because I've heard complaints from people who had tried to donate blood and they got discouraged because someone once said that they were asked to pay money. They were there at the hospital to donate voluntarily, but then they were asked to pay money. Is this...
So quite sadly, it's part of the pitfalls of the system. It's not the proper practice. So when you show up at a facility that is equipped to take blood, you shouldn't have to part with a dime at all. And thankfully, if you show up today, you won't have to part with a dime at all. And the idea really is that it's to encourage people because it really shouldn't just even be a one-time thing. So it shouldn't just be that I donated blood in 2023 and I don't donate again. The idea really is to create a healthy supply of voluntary blood donors such that people can say, oh, within the course of the year, I can come 2-3 times to actually get to donate blood. And you can do that even at general hospitals that are equipped to take that, or even at tertiary hospitals that are actually equipped to do that. But the important thing is it shouldn't be a one-time thing. People should be encouraged to do this more frequently as well.
Is there an age restriction to blood donation?
Yes, and I wish that wasn't the case. But we must also stay within the healthy parameters. Right. So there are three critical things to consider when you want to donate blood. First is the age. You should be between 18 and 65 years of age. Okay. So you should be between 18 and 65 years of age. Individuals younger than that wouldn't be able to donate. Individuals older than that aren't advised to donate. So it's between 18 to 65 years. The second thing to consider is the weight of the individual. So you should weigh at least 50 kg. This will be checked whenever you want to donate blood. And then thirdly, which is perhaps one of the most important aspects, is to check the individual's hemoglobin level. So it should be between 12.5 and 13, because we don't want a case whereby after you've donated the blood, we have to give it back to you again.
Okay, that's not going to be a good development. But before I go to the telephone lines, talk to me about the drive again today. I'm particularly interested in side attractions. Are there going to be side attractions?
All right. And thank you for asking, because it's also important that we have people know that you're going to have a great time. So as much as possible, we have put it together in such a way that it wouldn't just be entirely drabby. So there will be music. There would be aerobics. So there will be some form of exercise that you can get to do and actually enjoy yourself whilst you are at it. There would also be the opportunity to get screened. There would also be the opportunity for you to engage with others. There would be talks. There would be interactions. There would also be refreshments, just so that people get to have a good time whilst they are at it. So whilst it's a blood donor drive, we also hope that you would find it a lot of fun as well when you come around.
Where is this taking place again?
So one more time, and for emphasis, and this is to everyone who is listening, that will be excited to have you. So it's going to happen at the Lagos State Accident and Emergency Center at Alausa in Ikeja by the old toll gate. So if you are within that vicinity, please make your way there. If you are not too far away, we'll be delighted to have you as well.
So we're looking, the target is 500.
Yes, we also want to...
Lagos, let's shame the devil. Let's shame the devil. Let's make it 1,000.
Exactly.
Yeah, let's shame the devil. Let's save lives. 1,000 people. Just storm that place. In case people are wondering how they can get there, I mean, they can't find their way there. Is there like a contact person that they can call? just so they can easily locate that venue?
Absolutely. So I have two numbers that I would like to just quickly read out that people could put a call through should you have any difficulties in locating the place. First is 070-8901-9481. So I'll take that again, 070-8901-9481. Second number that you can also call is 081-2281-4642. I'll say that again, 081-2281-4642. You can call either of those numbers and you will be rest assured that you would get the help in terms of navigating your way.
Are people going to be paid?
Absolutely not.
I needed to make that very clear so that people don't go there and so you people say you're going to give us refreshment. Yeah, where is my money?
So it's a voluntary
blood
donation drive. That voluntary part is absolutely important because unfortunately too, what you have to be predominant in this part of the world is whilst you have a category of people that are replacement donors, there are also people called paid donors. And the problem with that is that if we keep peddling that as a practice, as a culture, you will not only get a shortage in terms of blood supply, but at the same time, you are at risk of collecting blood that wouldn't even be useful in such instances.
Right.
Because such people could either have come down with certain ailments and transmissible infections. There's also the possibility that they want to give blood more often. Because if there is money involved,
because there's money, there's incentive.
Donating again and again and again. Right. And then the blood doesn't have the requisite viability in terms of being able to impact people.
Let's go take some more calls. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Good morning to you. That call is gone, so we're going to take another one. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Morning to you.
My name is Kayadi.
Welcome.
I'm calling from Ikeja.
Mm-hmm.
I am a voluntary blood donor.
A voluntary blood donor. Good one.
Yes, from the Nigerian Medical Society. Regular donor.
Good one. Good one.
So what they do is every year they do each program and we donate twice in a year.
Fantastic.
And, I think I've donated more than 25 times.
Wow.
Yeah, so to the program, I'll take one of my younger brother there today to Ikeja.
Fantastic.
He has always been wishing to donate voluntarily too.
That's great. That's great.
Thank you so much, Kaede.
Kaede, thank you. Thank you. Bless you. Thank you so much. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Mr. Sherry.
Good morning to you.
Yeah, Adeshewa from Ikorodu.
Welcome.
I have two questions. I've donated blood before, and I've donated blood recently. So let's not bother that. So my two questions is this. The first one is that I have some stories that if you donate like more than 10 times and not the rest, there's this green card given to you that even if your family member needs it, they won't donate. As in,
they won't ever pay for getting blood.
Yes, they won't pay for that. That's one. Then two, is there any side effect when it concerns blood donation? Then three, what are the health? As in, who are those that are liable to donate? Is it those people that have blood BP now, like me now? I want to donate, but I'm looking at my own health issues. Is it right? Then is there anything like too much blood in the body? Am I asking too many questions?
Thank you. Let's take Oluwaseun. Oluwaseun is on the line. Olariwaju Rada. Hi, Olariwaju. Morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning. Morning, sir.
I greet the guys in the house. Hello, sir.
Yes, please. Good morning. We're listening to you.
Yes, sir. The analysis of the brother that donated for the wife in the hospital and eventually the blood was not needed is what I was expecting some clarification from the girls.
Okay.
It happened to me in Badagry Hospital in 2011.
Okay.
So I, only to come back the next day, I was told that my wife doesn't need the blood anymore.
Okay.
So I asked the nurses in the lab, there, what about the blood? They said that they told me it has become government blood. Oh no, I said no way. Because I didn't walk freely into the hospital to come and donate. I donated for the purpose of my wife. So it was a situation I blew it up. When I was sent to go and report to the head of the, you know, the entire hospital, I saw two women running after me, talking to me that I should come, that they will sort it out or whatever. At the end of the day, the blood was converted to money. And the money was deducted from the overall bill, which I pay balance. So I was expecting that analysis.
Okay.
From the,
That's what happened in your case, okay?
Yeah.
All right. Let Dr. Mukoya speak to that.
All right. Thank you so much.
He fought so hard.
Yeah. And, you know, one of the things that I believe that I started with when speaking about this idea of blood donation is that one of the critical components of it is the selflessness that should come with it.
Right, right. You said that.
If we had adequate supply of blood, you wouldn't have to donate at the point of childbirth. As in, there wouldn't be the need to say, oh, donate blood in case your wife... If there was a bank that was adequately filled with blood pints that actually could be given, that wouldn't then necessitate this particular process. So it's also important that we go back to trying to address the problem at its foundation. All of these makeshift mechanisms that, oh, donate blood in case this is needed and all of that, it's just to find ways of shoring up the supply. But the ideal thing is part of what we're doing today is encourage more and more people to donate blood voluntarily. If we have that, all of these gimmicks and things wouldn't actually be in place because there would already be blood supply available to such people.
Indeed. And I also would like to say something to the last caller. That because you were there to donate blood for your wife and your wife didn't need any more, doesn't mean that there might have been other people who were there and there was no one to give them blood. And there was no money to even be able to afford a pint of blood. And you can imagine their situation. Like Dr. Gunkoya said, selflessness is what we're preaching, really. And there's, to me, it's a non-issue. That you donate, I've donated blood. I've been a blood replacement person before, and it wasn't used. I didn't say anything. I mean, it's there for some other person to be able to make use of, and that should be the culture. I mean, that's why I asked earlier about that culture of blood donation. It's as though, like the last caller, I mean, he's entitled to it. The culture is obviously not there yet.
Exactly.
Not that voluntary, selfless donation drive for people to want to go out and head out and donate blood. But Dr. Ogunkoya, we need to go now. I wish you best of luck. Is there anything you'd like to add as we go?
Please come out. That's the message, is that everyone should please turn up and let's do this together at the end of the day. Because for us at Total Health Trust, we believe in opportunities to actually make Nigerians healthier. And for us, this is a golden opportunity to do that. So please and please, everyone, let's turn up at the Lagos State Accident and Emergency Center at Alausa Ikeja.
That's our show, Lagos. Good morning to you. Bye for now.
99.3 Nigeria Info. We'll be right back.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's...
And I want to assume that you would run, because I want to give the listeners context for the conversation.
In 2019, you were running mate to Atiku Abubakar. What did you learn then that you will not repeat this time?
Yes, when is the president coming out to address us?
There's a few things. One, I have a burden and a passion for young people.
The fact that you have elected a man does not mean then you begin to order him around. The president will do whatever is good for the country at any given time.
Mr. Adesina, isn't the president responsible to the people?
What should the next president do to root out stakeholders who are complicit?
You fire those that need to be fired are fired.
It's looking like a brand new Chelsea, attacking with so much fluidity. And what can you say about that, Martin? I know you follow Chelsea quite closely.
I live close to the Chelsea training ground. That's what you mean by that. I'm not sure.